Well, good afternoon. We made it here through a torrential downpour. It was pretty crazy. We were going 45 on Sam Rayburn Tollway. Normally I'm going 105. So everybody else was going slow, so that was good. But I did want to make it clear, ever since I moved from Kansas to Texas, I get allergies, especially when it rains. I don't know what it is, but it makes me sound, you know, in this day and age, I don't want everybody thinking, he's got corona. So all is well. It is good to be here. It's good to see some of you I haven't seen for a while, actually. I didn't talk to any of you because we got here really late, but it's still good to see you. So, you know, today is a really exciting day. It's an awesome day. It should be humbling. We know that it symbolizes God giving His Holy Spirit to us. But it did get me thinking about, what does that actually mean? Like, what am I actually doing with God's Holy Spirit? What am I allowing to work in my life or not? And so the message today is just titled, you know, what's the example that we set? What is the example that I'm setting? And do I ever think about that? Do you ever think about, what is the example? Like when people look at me or they listen to me or they hear me, what do they think? Do they see God's way of life, God's Holy Spirit reflected in my thoughts, I guess my actions, the things that I say? You can start off in 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. We know that Timothy is learning here, and it talks about not, you know, don't despise your youth, which you shouldn't. Trust me, young people, it goes by really quick. But it says, but an example to the believer, be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. So these are all really great attributes. And I challenge you and I challenge myself, do others see Christ in us? Do they see the example of our older brother? What do they hear in our speech? What do they see in our conduct, in the way we handle ourselves, the way we handle interactions with each other, whether it's an agreement or a disagreement? Now, there's an individual whose name is Andrew Murray, and he said, fellow Christians, do let us study the Bible, the portrait for the humble man, and let us ask our brethren and ask the world whether they recognize in us the likeness to the original. So if we were to ask people, peers, friends, family, people that we trust and we're close to, do you see the likeness of Christ in me, in the way that I handle myself, in the way that I carry myself? Would we be willing to take that information back in? Would they say, yeah, you know, I do? Or would they have something maybe profound for us to ponder upon? Sometimes I see my kids, or I hear them say things, I see them react to certain situations, and I wonder, are they just following the example that I set? We had a perfect example of love, of compassion, of understanding, of humility, and any other word that you want to describe perfection in Jesus Christ. And no, we don't get the luxury of walking with Him, of hearing Him in daily conversations and hanging out with Him like the apostles did or others back in those days. But we still have the examples in the Bible, and we can glean things from that and then apply them in our lives. But I challenge myself and I challenge you. Do we really? I mean, I don't know if you ever do that. I don't know if you ever really ask yourself, am I really reflecting Jesus in the way that I'm thinking right now, in the things that I'm doing, in the thoughts that I have, in the actions? Or am I just portraying some individual that I selfishly want to be? I challenge you to think on that. Are we truly emulating Christ in everything we do? Is that the example that we set? Do people see God's Holy Spirit pulsating through us in the example that we set? I wonder. Again, what I was saying about it, I see my kids and I wonder, what do they see in me? Where did they learn that from? And you know, when my kids were younger, the first batch, I used to get really stressed out at church, and I used to get really irritated at the mall or at a restaurant when they would misbehave. Because when they cry or when they misbehave or when they're out of control, and you know, they all kids do, it's a reflection of me. And it means I'm not a good parent because I can't keep my children in line, in order. And so I would get really, really angry and really stressed out. And things would just, I mean, I've struggled with temper for my entire life, and I would just lose my temper. And then as I got older, and I'm not saying I'm perfect now in that way, but I read a really awesome article called Father Forgets, and I realized that I was judging my children by my age and not theirs. And I think sometimes I do need to judge my age by Christ's and not mine. And I need to think back, am I reflecting him and making him proud of me? Or am I just being who I want to be because that's the most comfortable? I wonder how many times God hangs his head in anger and in disappointment because of the example he sees me setting. And I think that's a really good question to ponder, to think about. How many times has God shaken his head and said, you're just not getting it? It can be humbling. You know, another great quote, Josh Billings said, to bring up a child in the way he should go, travel that way yourself once in a while. And I think that's why I go back to, you know, the example that Christ said in the Bible, where it was like, you know, kids, go away. And Jesus was like, no, come, sit on my lap, be around me. You know, because kids are a great example of that. They're not judgmental until we teach them. They're not angry until we teach them. They're not, well, yeah, they do lack patience. That's just inherent. But, you know, all of the great things that are of a child, we should be that way. That quote made me think of Christ coming to this earth for me to give me an example of how to travel the path. Here's what you are to do. Here's what you don't do. Here's what you don't do. This is the path. Follow this. Strive to be like me. We should never permit ourselves to do anything that we are not willing to see our children do. We should set them an example that we wish them to imitate. That's Brigham Young. And I know I'm not perfect, and I know that I'm very far from it. All of us are. But that should humble us to keep going back to God and asking for him to help change us, to pray for more of his Holy Spirit, you know, continually reflecting on what this day actually means and what a blessing it is to us, to allow us to be molded into what God needs and wants of us. The example that I set should be of the person that I hope my children will one day be. And I think that's something critical that we have to take away. To do so, I have to allow God to change me so that I become the example to others that he wants and needs me to be. You know, because today doesn't represent, hey, you just get God's Holy Spirit and, you know, you're good. It represents change and opportunity and so many other great things. But it's not like we don't have work to do. And I go over it a lot that I think there is a reason, because we are idiots as humans. We really are. We'll do everything we possibly can to mess something up. And that's why God gives you the holy days, gives us the holy days every year to repeat and go over and over and over so that we learn them, so that it is imprinted upon our minds. And that's what we have to remember. That yes, we are blessed to have God's Holy Spirit, but there's still work to be done. If you would convince a man that he does wrong, do right, but do not care to convince him. Men will believe what they see. Let them see. That's Henry David Thoreau. Is that not the ultimate example? You know, I can come up here, or Mr. Hoosier's going to come up and give a message, and we can say, oh, do this and read these scriptures and here's all the things to do. But it doesn't really matter what we say. It matters how we apply the messages. It matters how we apply what we learn in the Bible. Because there's tons of knowledge, and knowledge is power, but it's not really. Knowledge is just knowledge. It's action. God's Holy Spirit is just God's Holy Spirit. It's called the helper. The helper doesn't mean the doer. We're the doer. And with God's Holy Spirit, that is the help that we need to become who God needs us to be. And that's what we have to remember. That's what's so critical. It isn't about, well, she said this and they're doing that and I'm going here and all these things around me. It's, what is the example that I'm setting? How much am I becoming like Christ every day? It isn't about, I'm going to be better than my wife, or I'm going to be better than Stephanie Ballman or Don Hooser. It's, I'm going to be better than I was yesterday. That's the whole goal. Stride every day, one stride forward, to be closer and closer and emulate Christ. Philippians 4, verse 9. Philippians 4 and verse 9. I wanted to read it out of this different version, so. On top of that, it's hard for me to find Philippians sometimes. It's quicker on my phone. Put into practice what you learn and received from me, both from my words and from my actions, and the God who gives us peace will be with you. I was littered with quotes today, so here's another one from Shannon Adler. This is so incredibly poignant. Hide yourself in God. Hide yourself in God, so when a man wants to find you, he will have to go there first. I mean, that is amazing to me. You see, God has given us a blueprint of how to live our lives, of how to be everything that he wants and needs of us. It is not until we change our identity to match God's blueprint for us that we will understand why everything else in the past never worked. If I could sum up this whole message, it would be that comment right there. So I'm going to say it again. God has given us a blueprint of how to live our lives, of how to be everything he wants and needs of us. It is not until we change our identity to match God's blueprint for us that we will understand why everything in the past never worked. How many of you have asked yourselves, why am I struggling? Why is this not working? Why am I whatever? Put it in place there. It's because until we align ourselves with God's blueprint, nothing will work out. Our final scripture, Matthew 5. Matthew 5 and verse 16. Matthew 5, verse 16. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Alexander Dumas said, instruction is good for a child, but example is worth more. Instead of being, I don't want you to take this all really harsh and consider that I'm talking to myself, because that's why I write these messages. This is hopefully somebody gains something. When I write a message, I really do. I say to God as I want something to write about that I hope it helps somebody. But most importantly, I hope it helps me. And I hope somebody, you guys understand this. This is me talking to myself. Instead of being a crutch to other people and allowing them to stay in a comfort zone around you, or instead of seeing all they do wrong and wanting to correct them with stern words and actions, or worse, just gossiping and complaining about them with this person or that person, what if we show them God's way in all that we do? What if we show them hope and faith and humility and compassion and understanding, and most of all, their potential by the example that we set? Remember, instruction is good, but example is worth more.